Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk now with Vince Murata. Vince, again, does the morning show on 98.7 Arizona Sports, and he's with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Vince. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, Vince. We're excited about this matchup, and we're looking at the Cardinals coming in at 5-0. And obviously, it's been impressive with three wins on the road so far. Do you believe they have the best record in football? Do you believe they're the best team in football?
I don't think I'm there yet, quite honestly. I think they're good, and they've surprised me at how good they were early in the season. I thought this was a team that was going to get better as the season went on. But I think if they played Buffalo right now, they'd probably lose. And in fact, I think they got a real tough one on Sunday in Cleveland against the Browns. So they're among those best teams, but I don't think they're the best right now.
Let's start with some of the other news coming out of Arizona this week. Chandler Jones, the COVID positive test, is he going to play? I know some other players maybe have tested positive too. Do we know exactly who's going to go or not go?
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury even today wouldn't confirm whether or not Chandler Jones was going to be able to go. I mean, he did say yesterday that Jones was showing symptoms, so I find it hard to believe you'd go from being symptomatic to producing two negative tests 24 hours apart in time to play on Sunday. And I know there's a lot of gamesmanship involved with every aspect of injury reports and availability, so I would say I doubt it on Chandler Jones. They haven't released the names of the others. Apparently, it's one player and two staff members that tested positive today. But there's no names attached to that report just yet.
We're talking with Vince Murata. Vince, speaking of, not injuries, because COVID's not an injury, but Kyler Murray, he's been limited this week with a banged-up shoulder. How big a factor do you think that is for this weekend's game?
He's downplayed it. But he also downplayed last year's injury, and I think it was severe enough to really change the course of the season for the Cardinals. There was a time when, after the Buffalo game, when the Cardinals were on top of the world at 6-3 after what they call the Hail Mary pass to DeAndre Hopkins, they were in first place in the NFC West, and Kyler Murray got banged up either in the Seattle game or the Miami game prior to that, and he just wasn't the same player. The offense didn't click the same. And he played through it, but he didn't play well through it. So I think at this point of his career, anything that has Kyler Murray less than 100% right now has to be some concern until he proves that he can play through those injuries that aren't severe enough to keep you on the sideline, but might hamper you a little bit. He didn't do that last year. Now, there is a good sign because he banged up that arm last week in the win against San Francisco, but came back and directed a really good scoring drive where he threw his two best passes of the game, the cross-field pass to DeAndre Hopkins and then the touchdown to Hopkins. So at least that was a good sign.
Vince, what are your thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury as a coach, as he's developed this team? They've gotten better and better every year he's been there under his tutelage. What do you think about him? What do the fans think about Cliff Kingsbury?
I think there's more fans warming to him. As you guys know, it was a pretty out-of-the-box hire by Steve Keim when it happened. Yeah. After he had been fired by his alma mater, didn't win at Texas Tech, gets the offensive coordinator job at USC, and a lot of people felt he jumped in front of a lot of candidates to get that job. But I was intrigued by it. The first year might not have been a real accurate depiction of what he was able to do. Last year, I think there was there was more doubts in year two than year one because of what I brought up earlier. He wasn't really able to scheme around Kyler Murray not being 100%. This year, he's quieted a lot of people. There's been less in terms of curious play calls. I think he's got easily the best group of offensive playmakers he's had, so that's helped him out. There's been, you know, a lot less of the weird operational stuff. There, you know, still some timeouts will pop up that are pretty curious, but I think that happens with a lot of coaches. So I think, you know, right now he looks like a much more comfortable head coach, which is to be, you know, that's a plus for him because most people had him on the hottest seat going into this season.
We're talking with Vince Murata, co-host of Bickley and Murata on Arizona Sports 98.7. Vince, when you look at the wide receiving core, obviously, you know, four guys have gotten a lot of targets. DeAndre Hopkins got the most. I'm curious about A.J. Green because, you know, obviously we've seen him for many years. I thought he was shot. He's played pretty well. He's had, outside of this pass game, he's had pretty decent target share every week. I mean, what has he looked like to you so far through five games?
He's looked better than I thought. I was kind of in your camp. When you look at some of the game film or, you know, replays from last year with Cincinnati, just didn't look like the same player. The numbers were flat out ugly. When you consider the targets and receptions for a couple of other receivers with Cincinnati, Green's numbers were just atrocious. And there was all the, you know, advanced statistics about separation, distance. He wasn't getting that. So I didn't have a lot in terms of expectations for A.J. Green. He has played pretty well. And this receiving core, you know, there were questions about Christian Kirk as well. He's been fantastic. Of course, you know what DeAndre Hopkins can do, and Rondale Moore's been the X factor that I think has freed up a lot of stuff. But in terms of Green, these guys, you know, last week, you're right, only a catch for 13 yards and two targets. But it seems like they've spread the ball around more than any other team in the NFL right now, and he's been a big part of it.
You know, when it comes to running back, I've been saying for the last couple of days that Chase Edmonds is kind of one of the more underrated guys. But to be fair, I'm not watching the Cardinals every day, and I'm kind of judging that, to be honest, a little bit from a fantasy football perspective because he's really good, and he's finally getting an opportunity. Like, he's going to – obviously, if he stays healthy, he's going to shatter his career high in rush attempts and receptions. Is he as good as the numbers look watching him on the field? I mean, is this – should this guy be kind of considered one of the better backs?
I like him. I think he's good. I think there is a little bit of hesitance among the coaches to give him, you know, a real lion's share of the carries. He hasn't had more than 12 carries in a game this year. He's had a couple of games in his career where pressed into extra duty of 20 or more carries, and I think he's been injured after both games. So he's explosive. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. Yeah. You know, my only complaint that's kind of nitpicky with Chase Edmonds is that he appears to want to hit the home run every time he touches the ball. You know, he won't take the yards that are there in front of him. He'll kind of break protocol and make it a bigger play than it needs to be or than it should be, and that has cost him. But he's, you know, he's been really good this year.
Vince, let's take a look at the defense here a little bit and just talk about how good you think that this defense is. And can they slow down the rushing attack, the one or two-headed monster of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb?
That's one of the big questions that I think the Cardinals internally are asking themselves. Corey Peters on the defensive line talked pretty openly about it. Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, talked freely about it. The Cardinals have had trouble stopping the run at times this year. In week two, Dalvin Cook gashed him in the first half of that game. James Robinson had a really good game against them in week three in the Jacksonville game. And, you know, I think if Jacksonville had stuck with the game plan and just kept handing the ball to Robinson, they might have won that game. Instead, they got cute and tried a flea flicker and completely changed the complexion of the game. You know, Darrell Henderson with the Rams had some success on the ground last week. Trey Lance, you know, from the quarterback position ran the ball. I think that's the biggest looming question with this defense right now is they haven't shown a real consistency at stopping the run, and I know they're concerned about it. They're better against the pass than I thought they'd be. If you would have told me that their top three corners going into the season were going to be Byron Murphy, Marco Wilson, and Robert Alford, I would have said they're going to have problems. They've been good even without Wilson and Murphy last week, because of injury. They've held up really well, but the run defense is a question, and I don't feel real confident about it this week.
You know, I think fans here, we, you know, the Browns have been a little up and down. You know, they they had leads against both the Chiefs and Chargers and let those games get away late. They've taken care of business in their other three games. I think at home we're expecting a good game, a close game, but we're expecting the Browns to pull out a tight one. How are people in Arizona, you and the fans there, feeling about the Cardinals' ability to come on the road and win this game?
I think it's probably split. I don't think anybody expected the Cardinals locally to be 5-0. Certainly the Rams game. Well, I can't say just the Rams game. Week one against Tennessee I thought was going to be a bloodletting with the way that Tennessee can run the football. And they look like a team that, you know, the season snuck up on them and they weren't ready to play. So I think the Cardinals have proven, you know, with three road wins already, they can handle going back east and playing a good football game. The injuries are a real concern, though. Outside of the guys that Hopkins hasn't practiced this week, that's not an uncommon story for him. So I think he'll be out there. But, you know, there's injuries on the offensive line. They won't have Rodney Hudson this week. As we mentioned earlier, they probably won't have Chandler Jones. Jordan Hicks, who has been a real key to their defense as, the signal caller on that side of the ball, he hasn't practiced this week. I get the feeling that the injuries are going to catch up with them, and I think a lot of people in Arizona feel the same way.
Vince, I'm curious on Cardinals-related note. They're part of the answer to this question. But, you know, here in Cleveland, it's a big-time football town. We talk, even when the Browns aren't good, we talk about the Browns more than the other teams in Cleveland. And I think we have a good sense of what kind of town many of the Midwestern and East Coast cities are. I've got no sense when it comes to Phoenix, when it comes to Arizona. How do the teams rank sports talk-wise in your city, your town?
It is, under normal circumstances, and normal circumstances for us is mediocrity to bad.
We know about
under
that.
Under normal circumstances, it's a Cardinal town. And it's still there's still a lot of interest in the NFL and the Cardinals. But what we're going through or what we went through this past summer with the Phoenix Suns, waking from the dead and making the NBA Finals, there is a renewed love affair. So it's Cardinals, Suns, and then a giant drop-off to everything else right now.
And the Diamondbacks obviously are a disaster at the moment. But I was watching a little of that WNBA Finals game last night. That was cool that the players from the Suns were at the game. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, there's a great relationship between. I mean, they share the arena, obviously. They share a brand new practice facility. They're owned by the same individual in Robert Sarver, so there's a real synergy between the NBA and WNBA franchises. And I thought the same thing. I was watching the game last night. It wasn't just like here's five members of the Phoenix Suns sitting in the front row and they're on their phones the whole time. They were into the game. They were getting up and demonstrating. So, yeah, I thought it was really cool. And I think there's kind of a growing feeling around other NBA players and teams that, hey, let's support the WNBA.
Yeah, it's cool. It was a good game. I mean, overtime,
yeah,
good,
really
good
game.
Brittany Griner, man, she's badass. I mean, she's pretty tough in that paint defensively. Hey, last thing, Vince, I see on your Twitter page it says you're a Sandler apologist. Will you actually defend his Netflix movies? You won't go that far, will you?
A few of them. Here's my Sandler stance, okay?
Yeah.
He started making the early stupid movies everybody loves, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, all of those.
Sure.
He never really changed the type of movie he makes. He's got all of his friends in it. They usually go to some exotic location, and he usually writes in some ridiculous love interest for himself from Selma Hayek to Kate Beckinsale. A lot of the newer ones are not very good, but he's from all accounts, he's a great guy. People in Hollywood love him. So as long as he's
I still like Spanglish, where he played a serious role. I do like Spanglish.
Spanglish was not bad. And how about Uncut Gems? How about that movie?
I haven't seen that one.
I'm still not sure if I like – I saw it, and I'm still not sure if I like it or not. It's so weird. It was a weird movie.
It's a weird movie, and it's a hard watch. But my man Sandler got snubbed for an Oscar nomination there, boys.
What's your all-time go-to Adam Sandler movie?
It's got to be Billy Madison. It's got to be the one that started it all. Mm.
We were talking the other day, Vince. Remember when he used to put out his albums and he'd have these, like, they're all, it was the one that was, They're All Gonna Laugh at You?
Yes.
The Hanukkah song is the biggest, and then he did another one and another one. That, you know.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving song he had.
Yeah, right.
There's another song that we probably can't mention. On the
See that shampoo bottle over there?
Yeah. Vince, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
See you, Vince. Thanks, man.
Anytime. My pleasure.
All right. Vince Murata joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.